This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
I cannot say that there's two qualified people running for the Board of Supervisors in District 1. Rex Scott is a newcomer, Democrat, and an amazing candidate, one of the most qualified to ever run for the Pima Board of Supervisors. His opponent, Steve Spain, is a jerk. And that's all we have to say. And nice to talk with you, Rex, and hope you win. No. Welcome to our show, Rex Scott. How are you?
John, I'm doing well. Thanks for the opportunity to spend some time again with you and your listeners. I always enjoy it.
Give me a five-minute kind of conversation about why you got into this race, what you bring to the table, and why, if you win, we're all so much better off in Pima County.
John, thanks for the question. The main reason that I am running for this office is to continue what has been a lifelong commitment to public service. I first ran for office in my hometown of Athens, Ohio, when I was 20 years old. I ran for our city council seat. I didn't win that race, but in the next 4 years, I served on two city commissions, one of them an appointed commission, the other one an elected commission. And then when I was 24, I was the youngest person and the first Ohio University student elected to Athens City Council. I served two terms before I moved to Pima County in 1991. When I first moved here, I was a teacher in two different middle schools for a total of 8 years. And then I got my master's in educational leadership through the NAU Tucson program and began a 19-year career as an assistant principal or principal in five different middle and high schools. So if you take into account those 4.5 years of involvement in municipal government in my Ohio hometown, and the 19 years that I've been an appointed leader in our local schools, that's 23.5 years of public sector leadership experience. I'm also really proud to say that half of my career as a Pima County educator has been spent in schools that serve the students and families in Supervisorial District 1. Started my teaching career at Flowing Wells Junior High School. My third administrative position was as an assistant principal at Ironwood Ridge High School in Oro Valley. And my last administrative position before I retired in 2019 was as the principal at Tortolita Middle School in the Marana District. So the families of District 1, at least the ones that I worked on behalf of at those three schools, know me very well. They know my commitment to public service, and they know that I know them and the needs of our district. Another reason that I'm running is to offer those 23.5 years of public sector leadership experience at a time that there is a tremendous leadership turnover in Pima County government. Regardless of who wins this race, there are going to be at least three new supervisors on the board. There may be even more. There's going to be a new county attorney. There's going to be a new county assessor. There could be a new sheriff. There's going to be a new county recorder. So somebody with my experience with budgeting, with overseeing staffs as they provide services and supports to their constituents is going to help to deal with that leadership void in county government. I'd also point out that, and we've talked about this on your show before, District 1 is the only really purple district amongst the five. There are right around 53,000 Republicans, 50,000 Democrats, and over 40,000 independents. We need somebody who is going to honor all voices and consider all points of view in our very diverse district. I was a Republican for 19 years. I've been a Democrat for 16 years. I was an independent for 4 years. My background as a voter and my experience as a public sector leader have taught me the importance of being that person who can honor all voices and consider all points of view before making a decision. Last thing I'd say is that with everything that we depend on from public education, I think it's important to have the voice of a career educator represented in county government. There hasn't been one as long as I've lived here, and I think it's a unique perspective to bring to the board someone who has learned the needs of this community through the eyes of its children.
You know, it seems to me, if you take a look at this race, you know a little bit about Allie Miller, the incumbent, who's been a divisive figure and a troublemaker throughout the whole process, never really promoting anything but against everything, and the name-calling that has been unnecessary and I think disruptive to the whole process of governing Pima County. Her protege, Steve Spain, follows in her footsteps as a name caller. If you read anything from the Independent that he's written, it is despicable. The attitude that he's had, not only to the government he wants to be a part of, but to the government that serves us all in Pima County. There is a clear choice, a very clear choice in District 1 between yourself, Rex Scott, and of course Steve Spain. And I think this campaign, I hope this campaign, has provided those voters within that supervisory district the information they need to make that kind of choice between the two of you. Have you been able to do that?
Absolutely, John. And just to amplify what you said about Mr. Spain's history before and during this campaign, when the Arizona Daily Star endorsed me in this race, they pointed to his history of public personal attacks. Those are their words when they made the endorsement in our race. And we did create a website. You can visit it by going to meetstevespain.com. You won't find a lot of editorializing from us. In fact, the first three sentences are the only thing that's written by our campaign. Everything else is Mr. Spain in his own words. And put it that up there because anybody who writes that way, who speaks that way, who acts that way is likely to govern that way. And I've been saying throughout this campaign that candidates for public office need to not only be worthy of the public trust that is going to be invested in them, but also be worthy of the times in which they seek to serve. And in this extraordinary time of challenge and crisis, when we are dealing with well over 200,000 Americans dead in the worst public health crisis of our time, it's inappropriate for somebody running for office to focus on personal attacks, half-truths, mistruths, to run down their opponent. And I'm proud of the campaign that we have run, and I think the contrast is very clear, and I hope I will have the honor of representing this district on the Board of Supervisors.
I hope you do, too. Rex Scott, thanks for being on the show today. Best of luck. We'll talk again before it's over. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.